This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Lunchtime in the loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a hump day. Also known as a well-spoken Wednesday around these here parts. We're going to hear from Bill O'Brien in about 15 minutes live at NRG. What is the Texans head coach going to say heading into their game Sunday in Los Angeles, 3:25 kickoff against a Chargers team that is about as injury riddled as a team could possibly be at this point in the season? We'll hear from B.O.B. Maybe clock management will come up. Maybe it won't. Maybe he'll talk about the latest move he made, cutting the punter Trevor Daniel yesterday.
Oh, you know he'll talk about that.
It's going to be interesting to hear how B.O.B. addresses the media, because B.O.B. always never a dull moment when B.O.B. goes up to the podium, and that's why we like to hear him here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. What you eating over there, J-Lo?
I was having some of those baked barbecue potato chips.
Those are off the chain.
They're really good.
Figgy ate down, man. I've never seen someone eat a bag of chips as fast as Figgy just did. He ate those chips about... I think he ate that bag in about a minute and 46 seconds.
I kind of got to eat quick when I'm doing all this.
That's right. That's why you're the best at what you do, Figgy. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A, the usual. It's just a matter of if I'm going to be fat or if I'm going to be healthy, you know? It's always a coin toss when I head to Chick-fil-A. Am I going to go there?
Get some of that OG sauce I gave you, man.
I'm not going to waste it? I'm not going
to
use it on a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I used it yesterday on my burger. DeAndre Hopkins has been eating, he's been promoting that Beyond Meat.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even know what it is.
The Incredible
Burger.
It's like
soy stuff. Yeah.
They're really good.
You know what it's the best at? I had it yesterday with some veggie tots.
Oh, yeah?
Some veggie tots. Pretty good. A lot of OG sauce and a lot of ketchup to cover up the weaknesses on the other one. You know, I'm not even going to lie about that. But the Beyond Meat spaghetti, you can cover that up nicely to where it's almost better than normal spaghetti.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can cover that up nicely to where you can season it and make it good. So if you are trying to get healthy, trying to eat different types of meat, the Beyond Meat spaghetti, pretty good.
I haven't had that. I'll try
pretty
that.
Pretty good. Yeah, well, no, you won't. You make too good of meat, man.
No, but my wife just eats fish, so maybe I'll try it.
Would she eat that, though?
Yeah, it's not meat.
Doesn't she develop a dislike for meat with not eating too much?
No, hers is more...
Is it moral or a health thing?
It's kind of a combination. Like, she says she doesn't like seeing the nerves and stuff on a chicken bone.
Come on, bro.
You know, all that stuff.
Why is she trying to ruin it for everybody else?
Well, I'm just telling you, you asked a question.
How long has she felt this way?
Just about 15 years, 12, 15 years.
All right, I want to put you to test right now. We're waiting to hear from Bill O'Brien. Figgy, let's just get a little bet up here. I want to put John Lopez to test because it is lunchtime here on In the Loop. Texans going to face the Chargers. I'm going to throw out a Texan player, and I want you to tell me what their cheat meal is.
Oh, their cheat meal?
Their cheat meal.
I like this.
Because you consider yourself somewhat of a food expert. Mm-hmm. You're a foodie. I want you to tell me during lunchtime what each Texan's cheat meal is. Deshaun Watson.
He's a pizza guy, right? It has to be pizza. I think Deshaun Watson is a pizza guy, right?
I could see that.
Yeah.
Or, you know, he is from Atlanta.
So, what are you saying?
Make some chicken strips or something like that? Chicken strips and fries?
Or maybe the Varsity hot dogs they have there.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's going to go hot dog, man.
Have you been to the Varsity? Pretty good. I mean, they're just hot dogs, but they're still good.
Nuke Hopkins, probably the healthiest eater on the team, so you got to be careful with this one.
I would say he is the healthiest eater.
I know what this is. I'm good at this. Figgy, you can play along, too, if you want.
I think it's going to be like semi-healthy, but not healthy.
I think we're on the same page here.
Like a chicken parmesan or something like that.
I wrote pasta.
Yeah.
I wrote pasta. We are on the same page here.
Because he can still say, well, at least it's chicken.
Yes.
But I'm having like a chicken
100,
parmesan.
100,000 trillion percent. Will Fuller, we've actually had this conversation with him. He's pizza all day.
Yeah, he is pizza.
Pizza, cheesesteak,
that kind of stuff. Remember, because we were talking about how can you be from Chicago and not like deep
dish? He's a Philly guy. All right.
I mean, but you know what I mean.
This one's going to be easy, too. J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is barbecue all day.
Barbecue, steak,
all
potatoes.
Day.
All that. J.J.'s going all in on that.
And bread. I bet you J.J. doesn't eat a whole lot of carbs, but I bet you when he goes, he's like Seth.
He likes
like when Seth
eggs.
Sees a box of donuts, it's over.
You know, he gets his eggs fried.
Yeah.
He's not a scrambled over easy.
That's
he's
good.
A fried eggs.
That's good.
Fried eggs are pretty tasty.
I like over easy.
What about, you like over easy?
Mm-hmm. I like to sop up the yolk.
Figgy, how do you get your eggs? Figgy doesn't, I don't even know if Figgy likes eggs. Does
yeah,
Figgy like eggs?
I do. I like them fried.
Fried? There you go.
Fried so, eggs.
What's mm-hmm. up right there? Justin Reed.
Justin Reed.
Justin Reed. What is Justin Reed's cheat meal?
You know what? He's from Louisiana, man.
Yep.
It's going to have to be like a big old...
Catfish. I'd say catfish.
Catfish and gumbo.
Catfish or something like that.
Yeah, catfish and gumbo.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Justin Reed. Let's do one more. Bill O'Brien. Is there such thing as a cheat meal with Bill O'Brien, though?
Oh, yeah. Bill O'Brien is probably going to be... I bet you he has a sweet tooth. I bet you he's a big Dunkin' Donuts guy. And every once in a while, he walks in there and goes, you know what? Give me the bear claw.
What's a bear claw?
It's that, it looks like a kind of a cinnamon roll, but it's not.
Is that stuff Pavetex brought in yesterday?
No. Those were pan dulce.
Huh?
Pan dulce.
I thought it was just called sweet bread.
Pan dulce.
Did you eat any of that, Figgy?
I didn't.
It was good.
What was that?
It was good.
What was that?
Why are you criticizing our guy, man?
I mean, I appreciate your effort, Pavetex, but man.
It was delicious.
Like, damn, bro. You can get me some 99-cent cheeseburgers or something mm-hmm. like that. You're bringing that. It's just bread and sugar. No, thank you. Landry Locker, John Lopez, In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans with a big opportunity in the next 11 days, J-Lo. I know they got the Chargers who are depleted. They're also going to face the Carolina Panthers, likely without Cam Newton, according to me calling my shot.
Yeah.
The reason I think this opportunity is so important is because also, in the next couple weeks, less than 2 weeks, the Houston Astros are going to begin their playoff push, and we've seen them captivate this city. We've seen the Astros captivate this city. I think if the Texans are going to eliminate any pessimism or anything along that line this season, what Bill O'Brien mentioned at the kickoff luncheon,
yeah.
I think 3-1 is so much more important than 2-2, especially with the opportunity you have, and that's why I think the Texans got to win these next two games, not just because the obvious reasons that you want to win what I call a swing game against the Chargers.
Yeah.
But you want to be not toe-to-toe with the Astros, but you want to be a 3-1 football team and people excited about you whenever this playoff push begins. Because let's be honest, there's a lot of people who aren't paying attention to baseball during the regular season. Some people, you know, you kind of know the Astros are going to be there, so you get there. But as far as being even a sports fan,
right,
a casual sports fan, your calendar is marked for this time of the year the last few years with the Houston Astros.
No one over there in the course of preparations for the LA Chargers or the Panthers or whatever is thinking about the Astros' success, right? No one's in the day-to-day process of getting ready for a game, no one's thinking about the Astros' success. However, when the Astros start to dominate local airwaves, when the Astros start to dominate national airwaves, when there are fewer people at Texans press conferences and press availabilities because everyone is sending their entire news teams to wherever, New York, for the Astros-Yankees series, that's when it's going to start resonating again. That's when it's going to start resonating again with the Texans. The Texans, I said it earlier, and I totally believe this. The Texans are like the best friend of the bride when she's getting married. They're happy for her. So the Texans are happy for the Astros, but they're also a little jealous and ticked off. And so because they haven't done that. They haven't tasted it. They haven't had that attention. They haven't had entire news crews, you know, from every station, you know, travel to their playoff game because it's a chance to get to the Super Bowl and the city going nuts. And in fact, you know, the Astros are just dominating the same airwaves that they should have literally. And here's why I think you're right about the next two games. I think they have to win at least one of the next two.
Oh, if they don't win one of the next two, then the sky is falling.
Right.
The sky is absolutely falling.
But if they go 2-2, let's say they lose at the Chargers, win, beat the Panthers at home. In October, when the Astros are in the midst of their playoff run, the Texans have the Falcons at home and then at the Chiefs and at the Colts. So while the Astros are booming, you're going to be 2-2 facing that schedule, not getting the attention. It's going to be they're not going to be keeping up with the Joneses, you know?
And Bill O'Brien's admitted that you got to keep up with the Joneses. And we're going to hear from Bill O'Brien in just a sec. It's going to be interesting to hear what he says about the decision to cut Trevor Daniel as well as the game ahead. So keep it locked. We'll hear from Bill O'Brien in about 5 minutes. I think this is the other angle of this that I think you need to look at when in regards to the Houston Astros and trying to get, mm-hmm. you know, at their level. They were the most likable team in the city by far. There is nothing to dislike about the Houston Astros, except maybe Carlos Correa rubs a lot of people the wrong way with his Hollywood tendencies. But even Carlos Correa, we've known him since he was a kid. So it's just Carlos being Carlos. They won a World Series during one of the toughest times that we've experienced in this city in a long time. Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that solved all the problems that Hurricane Harvey created. People are still recovering from those. But it did bring the city a little bit closer together. And the other thing is, Cal McNair has never been in charge, the 100% shot caller, when he's had to experience the city being captivated towards a Houston Astros run. He's been in town, but he hasn't been the 100% shot caller, the overseer, the man on the throne at NRG like this before. And right. The other man that Cal McNair listens to and Bill O'Brien listens to, Jack Easterby, he's new to the city as well. So he's just now feeling out the city of Houston.
Yeah.
He's going to experience something that he hasn't experienced in a long time, and where the best representation of Houston being an elite sports town is when the Astros are in a run and everyone is captivated, everyone's there. This is the first taste he's going
to
get of that.
You're 100% right, but let's try to eliminate everything you just said, everything I just said.
Well, that's kind of mean.
What? No, because you're right.
Can you dump that figure?
I do agree. Because I'm asking a very simple question here. Let's forget everything else. What if Bill O'Brien had A.J. Hinch's personality?
There would be, I'm telling you this, and we talked about this yesterday.
Everything's different.
If Bill O'Brien were like A.J. Hinch, mm-hmm. people would be all in. Yeah. And that's
because this is a likable team, just like the Astros.
This is a likable city. That's what Houston is. There are a lot of cities mm-hmm. where they look for a reason to hate you. Houston's laid back as hell. They tried to like you. Even the most polarizing guys that play here, fans tried to like and people tried to like. It would go if he. It's not going to happen. But if he did, to answer your question, yeah, I mean, everybody would be all in. There would be we wouldn't have calls from 65, 70-year-old women complaining all the way down to the millennials. If he had A.J. Hinch's personality, it would be there, but it's just not in him. That's just not his personality. He's just got to win to captivate.
And don't think for a second that, you know, A.J. Hinch is not intense or can be a live wire. He got thrown out in the first inning of a preseason game.
Spring training.
A spring training game. You know, he'll fight for his guys. He'll be intense. He's had battles in the clubhouse with personalities, but publicly and otherwise, he just kind of, you know, has a very more measured personality. If that was the case here, how is DeAndre Hopkins and Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless and all these guys, how are they not likable just as much as the Astros?
The Texans have as much of a likable roster of players as the Astros do.
Yeah.
There's no one to dislike on this roster. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Everybody is likable. Everybody's great in the community. It's an interesting thing you bring up there. And speaking of the man himself, let's go hear from him live at NRG. Texans head coach Bill O'Brien on the upcoming game against the Los Angeles Chargers. His recent decision to cut the punter and everything else heading into the game. Bill O'Brien speaks live at NRG next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.